This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. One man is dead after a shooting near downtown Denver this afternoon. The Denver Police Department say a woman is also in critical condition at a hospital, and a man has been arrested. The intersection at Broadway and East Fifth Avenue is closed to traffic. CPR News will bring you updates as we learn more. Representatives from the Northern Arapaho tribe traveled from Wyoming this week to visit their ancestral land on Colorado's Eastern Plains. CPR's Paolo Schalcedo reports from Strasburg.
Members of the tribe met with students from Strasburg High School for their yearly Arapaho Day ceremony. This year, students, most of whom do not come from an indigenous background, participated in a powwow after being blessed by tribal elders. Stephen Seminole, an Arapaho member and Navy veteran, says it's important to have their history taught in areas that were once tribal land.
We're trying to bridge that gap to where we can get along now in this society.
The Arapaho tribe previously worked with Strasburg High to help make its mascot, the Indians, more respectful and culturally accurate. I'm Paolo Schalcedo, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis has a sole finalist to lead the state's new Department of Early Childhood. Lisa Roy previously oversaw early childhood education for Denver Public Schools, the state's largest school district. Once hired, she'll have to manage the rollout of Colorado's universal preschool program and work to rebuild a child care system devastated by the pandemic. Right now in Denver, it's 78 degrees and mostly cloudy. In Boulder, it's 81 degrees and fair. A red flag warning for high fire danger is posted tomorrow for the Front Range from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. This is CPR News.